coming out of the speakers. Ready, Dan? All right. welcome everybody to the No Advertising Live webcast here at the Moose Lodge. Tonight I'm going to be playing music for Tuesday Night Drunks. And the one girl who knows me. Let's see, this next song that I'm going to play is called... I log on to Yahtzeen every day. That's Yahtzeen.com for all those people on the web. No, this next song's called Bullet Train. Someday, sometimes, the world moves too fast. You're the first one to find out, I'm almost always last. And you based your whole life on the poems that you read. And I try to base mine on ever-present speed. I'm on a bullet. I'm on a bullet. I'm on a bullet train. 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 Some days I find myself with my face in the wind. It's usually my own fault. It's almost always something that I did. And I got no time to face up, no time to react. All I need is my bedroll, my guitar, and my backpack. On this bullet, I'm on a bullet. I'm on a bullet train. I'm on a bullet train. Now as we grow older, we all do one of two things. Either we dig a hole and crawl inside, or grow a set of wings. I'd like to say that I'm the one that flew away from here on a first class dining car, drinking complimentary beers. On a bullet, I'm on a bullet. Don't be afraid to get loaded at the bar there. What's that? All right, well, hey, Carol. Welcome to the internet. All right, well, anybody in the house tonight, you know, make sure you get good and loaded. Because I've had plenty to drink myself. Oh, okay. Okay, this next song... a song that I wrote quite a while ago. I spent a long time in art school, and I got a degree in drawing and painting, so I know how to draw and paint. And this song is about that. You told me that you love art, but art's all fucked up from me. The minute I took that class on art theory, it completely destroyed everything I see. It completely destroyed everything I see. And Monet, man, he's a movement. And Sister Wendy fights Clement Greenberg every single week on PBS. Got all those paintings of young, naked Tahitian girls in compromising poses to prove it. Now the paintings don't teach us that because someone else did. We got books instead of sculptures since we were little kids. We try to scoop it all up, try to narrow it all down, but the fact of the matter is that's impossible. It's art, yeah. Someone designed the tiles they put on this floor. Someone designed the big knob and the big latch that they use on the front door. Someone designed the stereo manual and all the switches ever use it for. And Monet, be happy, prove it. Jasper Johnson, man, he's moving. You can look up the ingredients to encaustic, that'll prove it. Educated now, and I'll tell you what, I hate them both. I got a different point of departure than Monet, man. He's a movement. You can check the water lilies in New York City in a room by themselves, and that proves it. Pablo Picasso ain't a man. He's like 8 or 9. And there's a guy in a suit up in a big tower in the city somewhere alphabetizing, and I'm sure he could prove it. And told me to love art, art's all fucked up to me. And I took my class in art theory, it completely destroyed everything I see. Song. That one's called the Art Song. Yeah, fuck them. Fuck all those artists. Bunch of pompous fucks. This song, this next one that I'm going to sing to the internet. And to you guys. song is about, I don't need this, so I'm going to turn it down so it's not in my face. This song is, this song's called New White Socks. You know this one, Carol? All right, yeah. This song's called New White Socks. It's about purity. It's about love. And more than anything else, it's about socks. Like a brand new 3-pack of white underpants. But for me, but for me, but for me, but for me, I like a brand new pair. New white socks. I like new white socks. There's only one thing. There is. There's only one thing that makes me feel special. That song was called New White Gym Shirts. I'm gonna play one that's kind of new. I've played it before. It's not like it's super brand new. It's not on the tape. It might be on the CD as soon as it gets out. Got these eyes, they're kind of orange around the middle, kind of gray around the outside. And all the little boys say they look like a solar eclipse. They don't give a damn about the sun. They're all begging for a kiss. Don't need love, she'll never be chained down. She got a different little boyfriend in every little town. We always chit chat when we're horny. She thinks I understand, but you can kiss her all night long. You can never ever hold her in. You can kiss her all night. I'm out of here, I'm gone. You can do the dishes and you can mow the lawn. She always had the best laid plans and all the best plans to get laid. The walls are painted red and the bed is never made. And I see her with her new boyfriend. I hope he understands that you can kiss her all night long. Never. Sure, if I'd be able to play that one with the amount of good, clean American Budweiser beer I've had tonight. Carol, you're too kind. All right, well, this next song that I'm going to play, my mother doesn't agree with. Woo! That's what they call a harmonica. They don't have that in a lot of South American countries. Okay. This next song is Hey, if you guys can come up here if you want. You can bring your table with you too if you feel like it. And that big garbage can. Thanks, Phil. All right, this is a song my mother hates. Well, she doesn't hate it, she just disagrees. Which I guess is healthy. It's called God Plays Piano. Cameron comes home from Sunday school, little head full of big thoughts. We ask him, hey Cameron, what'd you learn today? He says, I sang to God. We ask him if he thinks God heard. He says, no, Doc, God didn't hear me sing. We ask him, well, Cameron, why not? He said, there was another kid singing louder than me. And all of the singing sometimes just kept screaming. And pretty soon, all he got is noise. And if God really hears everything the way they say he hears everything, he's got to cover up his big ears. He's got no choice. Now God plays piano in a room down the hall and tries to get what's going on in here out of his mind. It's alright, we'll all be dead soon enough. God can wait, God has plenty of time. Every week we all sit in the same pew, say the same prayers, and everyone sings all the same songs. And if you're God, you'd think that'd get old after a while, hearing those same songs over and over again. And if you're God, those songs pretty soon get to be like a dripping faucet in the night. Only if you really hear everything the way they say God hears everything. It's a billion dripping faucets, dripping at the same time. Now God plays piano down the hall and tries to get what's going on in here out of his mind. And it's alright, the sun's gonna go supernova and God can wait, 'cause God has plenty of time. I'll get something to drink. All right. Okay. What the hell am I gonna do? I'm gonna play one of my current favorites. I'm gonna lower my harmonica here a little bit. An intimate evening at the Moose Lodge is what we're having. Thank you. of my favorite ones. I think I sang it at the party you guys were at the other night. Only I sang it a step and a half lower than I normally sing it, which means I have to sing it like this, and it doesn't make any sense then. Well, it makes sense, but it's just really, really tough to sing. But this song's called Snowflake.
Song that I'm going to sing to you is going to be in Russian. I know most of you don't know Russian. No, it's not going to be in Russian. I thought that might be kind of hip, though, if I didn't know Russian. I was going to sing a song to you in Russian. But it's okay, because none of you know Russian except for maybe one of you. And that would thin out an already thin crowd. It's okay. It's okay. This song is... The song is called Crooked. song is called Out of Tune. Thanks, Phil. All right. Now lately I've been thinking I'm a little too relaxed, counting all the stars, and I'm lying on my back. I look for heaven, I stare at Mars, I look for you, and I listen to the cars driving by my house all night. Are making me laugh. We're gonna try that again. And I listen to the cars driving by my house all night. I went down to the Moose Lodge. I was looking for a fight. I fought the big guy. I fought the little guy. I fought with you. Cause I've been drinking, and I don't mind, cause you've been drinking too. No, I don't mind, cause you've been drinking too. They say a pencil draws a line 35 miles long, almost long enough to write one good poem. I need more coffee, I need to call flats, I need to dream. They say the world's gonna end with the tick of the clock, and I don't pay attention, cause talk is just talk. Got some food saved, got a little beer stored, and this guitar works. And the world spins crooked, keeps everybody looking. I don't mind, I'm a little crooked too. No, I don't mind, I'm a little bit crooked too. Now all the people I meet start to look the same. Sorry, I can't help it, I forgot your name. It's nothing personal, I still like you, we just need name tags. And all the girls I see look like my old girlfriend, and all the cars they drive look like the one that you drive. It's broken taillight, I'm broken hearted, but I think I can fix that. And the world spins crooked, keeps everybody looking, but I don't mind, I'm a little crooked too. No, I don't mind, but everyone can tell I'm still hung up on you. No, I don't mind, I'm a little bit crooked. One more, and then I'm going to come back for a second set. What's that about, Phil? All right. We're clapping because we hate Americans. Okay. All right. Woo. All right. This next song is about... this next song has to do with this girl I know who doesn't understand me and I don't understand her. No, nobody ever understands. You're right. And she always expects me to be able to speak. No, she always expects me to feel the same way about things that she does. You know, and I'm not heartless or anything, but I just don't feel like she does. So yeah, well, that's what this is about. This is about how heartless I am. Okay, it's about how heartless I am. Take me to the opera, or maybe the ballet, and I promise I won't fidget, and I will stay awake. We can sit way down front, where Oprah might sit. We can hold hands together, through all her bullshit. And I'm gonna smile, maybe put my arm around you. Don't expect me to feel like you. Up like little toys, and all the proud, proud fathers passing out cigars and cramming their treasures in family cars. I'm gonna smile just as you expect to see one. Don't expect me to feel day. They all give a farewell speech about all the important lessons that life has to teach. And I think about all my life and where it might be going. And I'm thinking about all of the pitches Oral Hershiser's not throwing. And it's hot in here, and all I want to do is get outside. Don't expect me to cry like you. But I felt way too much, way too soon, and I'm a dog sometimes. And I howl at the moon, and you gotta believe me when I say I'm trying the best I can. Don't expect me to feel like you. Ah, my voice is giving out. I'm going to go up there and I'm going to do the internet interview, and then I'm going to come back and I'm going to get with all of you. I kind of rhymed. I should have been a rapper. Or maybe I should go to the bathroom and hide on the crapper. If you have a good girlfriend, never ever slap her. And if you got the money, you should dress up slick and dapper. And if I was Lewis and Clark, I should have been a trapper. trapping muskrat and beaver. But that doesn't rhyme with beaver. Okay, I'll be right back.